ICE arrests illegal alien killers, pedophiles, drug traffickers in New Jersey as Democrats fight to close migrant detention center. By John Binder on May 26, 2026. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, has arrested illegal aliens convicted of murder, child sex crimes, and drug trafficking, among other crimes, as elected Democrats are fighting to shut down a migrant detention center in Newark, New Jersey. As Breitbart News reported on Tuesday, abolish ICE protesters have gathered again outside of Delaney Hall in Newark to demand the migrant detention center be shut down, claiming that illegal aliens are on a hunger strike inside the facility and are being treated inhumanely. Democrats like Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, Senator Andy Kim, DNJ, and Rep. Law Monica McIver, DNJ, among other New Jersey Democrats, have all called for the detention center's closure. The Department of Homeland Security's, DHS, Lauren Biss says Democrats should be thanking ICE law enforcement for removing murderers, rapists, pedophiles, and drug traffickers from their communities, as agents released a list of criminal illegal aliens recently arrested across New Jersey, some of whom have presumably ended up in Delaney Hall. Those illegal aliens arrested by ICE agents in New Jersey include Jose de la Olinas, a criminal illegal alien from El Salvador, arrested in Plainfield, New Jersey. His criminal history includes homicide. Stephen McKenzie, a criminal illegal alien from Jamaica, arrested in Rahway, New Jersey. His criminal history includes carrying a prohibited weapon, homicide, aggravated assault, robbery, and assault. Juan Vasquez Reyes, a criminal illegal alien from Mexico, arrested in Bridgeton, New Jersey. His criminal history includes homicide. John Martinez Valverde, a criminal illegal alien from Peru, arrested in Elizabeth, New Jersey. His criminal history includes sex offense against a child. Sergio Marx Abrantes, a criminal illegal alien from Portugal, arrested in Newark, New Jersey. His criminal history includes enticement of a minor for indecent purposes. Antonio Gutierrez Arroyo, a criminal illegal alien from Mexico, arrested in Bridgeton, New Jersey. His criminal history includes sexual assault and resisting arrest. Samuel Santiago Gomez, a criminal illegal alien from Spain, arrested in Freehold, New Jersey. His criminal history includes selling cocaine, drug possession, carrying a prohibited weapon, and aggravated assault. Miguel Gonzalez, a criminal illegal alien from the Dominican Republic, arrested in Fort Dix, New Jersey. His criminal history includes aggravated assault, possession of a weapon, and drug trafficking. Jose Taveras, a criminal illegal alien from the Dominican Republic, arrested in Newark, New Jersey. His criminal history includes aggravated assault and possession of a weapon. Rudy Chavez, a criminal illegal alien from Guatemala, arrested in Fort Dix, New Jersey. His criminal history includes homicide and drug trafficking. Glenn Roy Lewis, a criminal illegal alien from Jamaica, arrested in Morristown, New Jersey. His criminal history includes robbery, possession of a weapon, assault, and aggravated assault. Luis Castaneda Reyes, a criminal illegal alien from Colombia, arrested in Fort Dix, New Jersey. His criminal history includes a weapon offense, larceny, burglary, marijuana possession, and robbery. Jonathan Sepulveda Lara, a criminal illegal alien from the Dominican Republic, arrested in Fort Dix, New Jersey. His criminal history includes drug trafficking, robbery, selling opium, identity theft, and selling heroin. Nelson Granados Oviedo, a criminal illegal alien from Honduras, arrested in Hackettstown, New Jersey. His criminal history includes amphetamine manufacturing and drug trafficking. Manuel Morales Rivera, a criminal illegal alien from Mexico, arrested in Bridgeton, New Jersey. His criminal history includes aggravated assault. Renuri Guzman Alvarado, a criminal illegal alien from Honduras, arrested in Atlantic City, New Jersey. His criminal history includes aggravated assault. We need these sanctuary politicians to stop peddling this garbage and cooperate with us to get these criminals out of their state, Biss said. These types of smears are contributing to our officers facing a more than 1,300% increase in assaults against them as they remove the worst of the worst. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com.